Chapter 19. The Dennis Stratton was sitting, legs crossed, in a well-cushioned wicker chair in the lavish sunroom overlooking the ocean. Multiple calls were lit up on the receiver, and a cell phone was stapled to his ear. Vern Lawson, Palm Beach's head of detectives, was hovering close by, along with Stratton's wife Liz, a tall, attractive blonde in cream slacks and a pale blue cashmere sweater wrapped around her shoulders. A Latino housemaid flitted in and out with a tray of iced tea. A butler led Ellie into the room. Stratton ignored them both. Ellie was bemused by how the rich lived. The more money they had, the more padding and layers of swaddling they seemed to put between themselves and the rest of us. More insulation in the walls, thicker fortress bulwarks, more distance to the front door. $60 million, Dennis Stratton barked into the phone. And I want someone down here today, and not some flunky from the local office with an art degree. He punched off the line. Stratton was short, well-built, slightly balding on top with intense, steely eyes. He was wearing a tight-fitting sage-green T-shirt over white linen pants. Finally, he glared at Ellie as though she were some annoying junior accountant with a question about his taxes. "Find everything you need down there, detective?"
"Special agent," Ellie said, correcting him.
"Special agent," Stratton nodded. He craned his neck toward Lawson. "Vern, you want to see if the special agent needs to see any other part of the house?"
"I'm fine," Ellie waved off the Palm Beach cop. "But if you don't mind, I'd like to go over the list."
"The list," Stratton sighed. "Like, haven't we already done this 3 times before?"
He slid a sheet of paper across a lacquered Chinese altar table Ellie pegged as early 18th century.
"Let's start with a Cezanne. Bowl with apple and pears."